Topic I'm going to talk about today is the effect of mechanical actions of carbon fiber quality and foreign matter particle attachment to carbon fibers. First, I'd like to recognize my co-author, Alec Thompson, Rick Beller, Cliff Boykin, and Ed Brown. Carbon needs to go through a series of mechanical processes from field to a bale at gene. So machines we used to harvest and ginning, speed up harvest and ginning, but those machines also damage carbon fibers. A lot of research has been done. It has been proved to machine harvesting increase nibs and the trash level, and also seed carding drying and cleaning and the gene standard produce nibs. The salt type lint cleaner creates nibs and reduce the steep lines. A lot of research has been done trying to find the cause of the fiber damage and trying to develop new models, new method and machines to reduce those damages. However, today we are still use basically the same cleaning principle developed, which is developed in 1940s, which is saw and bar processing. Well, the question is that possible to invent a new fiber cleaning method and devices which is significantly different from saw and bar process? I guess the answer is it's possible, but that's not that easy. First of all, I think we need to have a better and fundamental understanding of nature of carding lint and foreign matter, including their physical, chemical, electrical interactions before and during the cleaning process. Here is the objective of this study. First, we want to determine effects of mechanical actions on the type and the size of foreign matter particles on the particle fiber attachment and on carbon fiber damage at each stage of machine processing from harvesting through ginning. Secondly, to determine the differences among the various particle type regarding particle fiber attachment. In this study, we collected 75 carding samples from one carding field near College Station in Texas at five locations in the field, and in this study we have five treatments with three replicates. In treatment one, the carding was hand harvested and hand ginned, which represent the carding. It does not go through any mechanical actions. In treatment two, the samples are machine harvested and hand ginned, representing the carding just go through the mechanical action with the picker. The third treatment, the samples is machine harvested, the seed carding cleaned and hand ginned. The treatment four is machine harvested, seed carding cleaned and machine ginned. The treatment five, we collect the samples after the first lint cleaner. For each lint sample, we sub-sampled about 2 grams lint And we randomly selected and manually removed 50 formatted particles from each subsample. And we classified those 50 particles into 7 categories, including leaf, bark, stem, stick, seed coat, fragment, and shell, and grass. We assigned each particle a shape and also measured their dimensions. We subjectively assigned each particle a category regarding the tightness of attachment to the fiber. We have 5 categories in the tightness, from low to high, representing by 1 to 5. We also subjectively assigned each particle a level of fibers attached to that particle, from low to high. After remove those 50 particles and classify those 50 particles, we also removed all the particles remaining in the subsample and with all the particles. All the cardine samples are sent to the Cardine Incorporated lab for fiber quality analyze. This slide shows the sample collection at a commercial gene nearby College Station, Texas. We collect the samples before the gene standard and after the gene standard and after the first land cleaner. The system used in this gene is a LUMAS system. Here is the video microscope we used to classify the foreign particles. This microscope can magnify the particles up to 200 times. Data analyze. We calculated the ratio of trash to fiber mass and the proportion of particle types and the particles dimensions, the average tightness of particle fiber attachment per treatment, and the level of fibers attached to the particle. We also conducted a statistic analysis to determine effects of mechanical interactions on particle fiber attachment and fiber quality. Here's the results. First, we found that the majority of the foreign particles are leaves. And also, from here, you can see the hand pick, the cardine is much cleaner than the machine pick. And this data shows the hand picked hand gene, the particle, which is this is 90% of the seed coat fragment. Okay, this is a very interesting data. This sample is hand gene, but we have a student work do that, and looks like his finger is very aggressive, and to create a lot of seed coat fragment. Interesting. So, we did not find obvious difference between particle shape, but as expected, we do find that the dimension of the particles decreased as the increase of the machine interactions. The statistics analysis showed the tightness of particle fiber attachment differed significantly among the processing stages. You can see the tightness of the attachment increase as the increase of the number of machine actions. The NIP content differed significantly as the function of mechanical actions. This shows the mean of the NIPs content program across the treatments. You can see the NIPs content level increased as the number of the mechanical actions increase. The novel test also indicated that the effect of mechanical actions on short fiber content was significant. This shows the mean of the short fiber content across the treatment. Here you can see a big jump of the short fiber content from 10.6% up to 21%. It's about 100% increase. What happened here is just go through the gene standard. That shows the gene standard created a lot of short fiber. And this is very interesting here that the after the lint cleaner, the short fiber content does not increase. Well, probably the lint cleaner created some short fiber and also it removed some short fiber. It's just balanced. This graph shows the tightness of particle fiber attachment of various particle types. You can see the seed coat, the fragment, and the stick are more tightly attached to the fiber, and the grass and leaves looks like loosely attached to the fiber. The other particles are just between. We also found that the seed coat fragment and stick attached more fiber than other particles. Well, here's the conclusion. The particle shape showed no obvious difference among processing stages. The leaves was the major compound of foreign matter across all processing stages, and mechanical interactions had a significant effect on tightness of particle fiber attachment. The tightness increased with an increasing number of the mechanical interactions. The seed coat fragments and sticks were more tightly attached to the fiber and had more fiber attached. Effect of mechanical interactions on the NIP content and short fiber content was statistically significant. The gene standard was a major contributor to short fiber content. That's all. Any questions?